Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Sorry. Okay, so today we'll see one nice quality of Krishna. Once, after this Agasur demon was killed, you know that Agasur's body was used as a playground, isn't it? So, after that, one day all the friends with Krishna, they came to Yamuna and Krishna said, we will take lunch here. Here it is so beautiful, see, the sand is so soft near Yamuna river, the lotuses are so beautiful, it is such a nice climate. So let us sit here and take prasad, let us take our lunch here. So Krishna was sitting in the center and all his friends were sitting around him. And it was appearing as a lotus flower. Like Krishna sitting in between is the world and all his friends are appearing like petals. So, and they were so happy, they were seeing Krishna eating food, they were so happy. They would take some food and they will be seeing Krishna, how Krishna is eating, and someone will go and give in Krishna's mouth, someone will go, they were so much absorbed in, because Krishna is so beautiful. So all his friends, these friends are not ordinary people, these friends are actually great sages. Sages, you know, they do lot of tapasya to become friend of Krishna, to play with Krishna, to beat Krishna, to kick Krishna, to do all sort of games and everything with Krishna. So they were looking at him and Krishna was eating. His hand was full of so much, some little yogurt and some fruit pieces and some different type of prasad he had in his hand. So a big lump, and he was keeping in his mouth and talking to his friends, and all his friends were looking. So everyone was enjoying. At that time, Brahma ji came. Brahma, you know, Brahma, Lord Brahma with four heads, he came. Four heads. One, two, three, four. Four heads. Who has three heads? No, Brahma is not having three heads. Who has three heads?
Shiva has three heads.
Who has three heads? Dattatreya. Dattatreya. No, Dattatreya has three heads. Brahmaji has four heads. One, two, three, and one by the four. And when he just turns like this, he's so when I'll tell you about Brahma story, that time I'll tell you everything about Brahma, how he was born from the lotus, from the navel, from Lord Vishnu and all. Navel he comes, how he comes out, and he sees no one. That when we'll talk about Brahma, I'll tell you. Now let us talk about so Brahma. He came there. He saw this small boy. He thought at that time Krishna covered his intelligence. So Brahma thought, what a small boy he is, and see everyone is enjoying with him. He didn't realize the power of Krishna. So then what did Brahma thought? Let me do some fun with Krishna. Let me do some mischief or some fun with Krishna. So then what happened is, when Krishna was taking prasad along with his friends, at that time all the calves, see, the boys used to take care of the calves. The cowherd men used to take care of the cows. So these boys, they had left their calves over there. Krishna said, let them eat the soft grass that is coming over here and we will take our lunch. But suddenly some boys went and saw that the cows were not there, because Brahmaji had taken away all the cows and hidden in one place. And now here Krishna, they told to Krishna that the cows are not there. So Krishna said, you all don't worry, you all enjoy, take prasadam, I will go and find out where the cows are. And he went over there, he saw the cows were not there. When he came here, the boys were not there. So many lakhs of boys and calves.
Lakhs.
Krishna had so many friends. 9 lakh cows in Nanda Maharaj had. Imagine, the cows had so many children. They were the calves, and the cowherd boys used to take care of the cows. So many, the cowherd boys are called gopas. So the gopas were also not there. The cows are also not there. So Krishna, he knew what had happened. He knew Brahma has hidden. What did Brahma do? He took, when Krishna went to see the calves, he took all the boys and he put them, all the boys in the same cave. In one cave, he had put all the calves and the boys. Everyone, he put it in a cave, and with his mystic power, he made them unconscious. Now, means power, like magic you can say. Now, Krishna knew what Brahma has done. Now, Krishna has to go back home. Can he go back home without his friends? Or without his calves? And what will the mother say to Krishna? and all the mothers will cry, you know, if they don't see their children. And the same way the cows will cry if they don't see their calves. So what Krishna did? He expanded. He became into lakhs of those boys and of those calves. Krishna became those. Are you able to understand? He duplicated himself. You can say that way. So means the face was looking same. Everything like same like that boy only. But it was Krishna actually. Are you able to understand? So many calves and so many boys. Everyone was Krishna. And they all went home back. And that day when they all came back, the mothers felt extra love for them. Why? Because always the mothers used to love Krishna little more than their sons. Now Krishna has come, no? Just by seeing their sons, they were feeling so happy and so much love was coming out of their heart. And even the cows, when the cows saw their calves, their milk bag was filling. So much they became happy because that was Krishna. And now, they didn't know that. You listen, wait, don't come to the secret. So then all the calves, they stayed with their cows and the boys, they stayed with their parents. And the parents were very happy taking care of the boys and the cows were very happy taking care of the cows, So like this, in fact like the mothers, now they were serving Krishna. So the mothers, हाँ अभी 12 बजे लिख के लेके जाओ 10 से 12
अभी भी जाओ
हाँ 10 से 12
बस 12 बजे
हाँ हाँ
आईडी साफ करते फिर रोज कितने बजे
10 से 12 10 से 12
और फीस
नो फीस
कुछ लेके भेजेगा
उसको मैं कल बताती हूँ
आईडी साफ करते
So, what did Krishna do? He expanded himself into so many calves and so many boys, as you saw. So, all the mothers, they were feeling so happy. They were now, so many days, they are cooking everything and they were giving prasad to this one, no? To their children. But they were giving to Krishna. So, they were feeling more happy. They were giving it to Krishna. So, they were more happy. And even the calves, when they were taking milk from... See, Krishna had expanded into the form of the cows. So Krishna gave a chance to all the mothers in Vrindavan to become his mother for that time. Are you able to understand what I am saying? So everyone likes to become a mother of Krishna, isn't it? So Krishna gave a chance to all the gopis. All the ladies in Vrindavan were called gopis. So everyone got a chance to become a mother of Krishna. To feed Krishna, to bathe Krishna, to put dress Krishna. Your mother does that, no, to you. The same way they used to do for these boys. And now all the boys are Krishna. And here, all the calves, they got the cows are drinking milk directly from the cow. Just imagine. The cows were feeling so happy. Krishna was drinking milk from them. Are you able to understand what I am saying? Krishna was drinking milk from them in the form of that calves. So then this cows, everyone was happy. Now, for 1 year this happened. For 1 year, Krishna had expanded himself into so many boys and so many calves. So then what happened? After this whole pastime, then they went to Govardhan. Every day they used to go to graze, no? So in the Govardhan Hill, the boys, you know, all the cowherd men were there. Here all the calves are drinking the milk. Normally what they do, the calves, they get little milk so that the rest of the milk is distributed. So the cowherd men were running and coming to take care of the cows. So this way they were doing pastimes. Now 1 year was over. Actually for Brahma, it is only 1 second. 1 second of Brahma is equal to, now how many days we have in our year? 365 days makes one solar year. And one solar year is equal to 1 second of Brahma. Understood? 1 second. So Brahma, he came back, he saw after 1 second. He said, now let me see what has happened. So he came and he saw all the boys are playing there. Here all the calves were doing their activities. He got confused. Hey, I put all the calves and all the boys in the cave, no? So he went to the cave. he saw into the cave. He saw all the boys and all the calves were there sleeping nicely because Brahmaji had put them unconscious, na? And he came back here again. He saw again the boys and the calves were here. He went again over there. Like this, he went so many times. He came here, he went there. He came here, he went there. He came and he got confused. Brahmaji was confused. Then finally, when he came again to see Krishna, Krishna removed the confusion from Brahma. How? Krishna was sitting in the center and all the boys and calves were around him. They all showed their Vishnu forms. Krishna Bhagwan ki.
Yeah.
That at that time, are you able to understand? They all showed the Vishnu forms.
Yeah.
So then Brahma was looking like that. Small boy Krishna doing so much magic. Brahma ji was looking like this. All the Vishnu forms, and not only at that time, so many, actually there are many universes. Lord Brahmas are there, many Lord Brahmas are there. Actually in Bhagavadam it is told, when you grow up I'll tell you, there are Brahma, you know only one Brahma who is having four heads. There are Brahmas who are having more, 10 heads. There are Brahmas who are Brahmas having 1,000 heads, Brahma having 10,000 heads. Like that also in different universes. So like that I will tell you some other time when that part comes in Srimad Bhagavatam. So this Brahma, he saw everyone was offering obeisances to Krishna. Now Brahma realized, oh, this is Krishna, this is the Supreme Lord, he is my Lord. So what did Brahma do? He offered obeisances to Krishna. He offered Dandavat Pranam. What is Dandavat Pranam? Say I have a stick in my hand. Stick means danda, no? If I put the stick down, how it will fall? It will completely fall down. It won't bend, no? Somewhere at some places, will it bend at 2-3 places? No, it will fall down. The same way Brahmaji with his four heads, he performed Dandavat Pranam to Krishna. He fell down like a stick. That is how we should fall in front of Krishna, all the boys. For the girls, the way you offer obeisances is little different. For the boys, you should fall at the feet of Krishna. Same way Brahmaji did with all his four heads. So this is how Brahmaji stole the calves. This is that pastime. Now why I am telling this pastime? This Krishna, we are seeing the 64 qualities of Krishna, isn't it? Now Krishna, just imagine, there is no end to the qualities of Krishna. So many boys, each boy had different qualities. Each was looking different. Some was tall, some had different, was good, some was noble, some was kind. Different qualities, isn't it? So he took the qualities of all these people. So Krishna's qualities are unlimited. Can you understand? He took the qualities of so many calves. One brown color calf, one red color calf, one yellow color calf, one white color calf. Like that, I told you 9 lakh cows, how they are distributed. Remember? The same way, there is no limit to the qualities of Krishna. Krishna Bhagwan ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.